Okay, let's begin our discussion of Yerushalmi, Rosh Hashanah, Daf Gimel. And we are on Beis Mabeis, and we are discussing the issue of Melachim. The issue of Melachim about the first one of Arba Rosh Hashanah Heim. The Mishnah said back on Daf Aleph that the first one on the list is La Rosh Hashanah, La Melachim, La Ergalim, that the way that you date Shtaros, that's what Melachim was, the way they date Shtaros is from Nisan. And that is, if there is a king that is king during the year, and then Nisan comes, then that's considered the following year of his reign. And when we date Shtaros, that's how they used to date Shtaros. That was in terms of Jewish kings. Then we spoke in the last daf, yesterday's daf, about non-Jewish kings. That was Rabbi Chanina, which Lamaskana was rejected in terms of the Machliyumus Olam also go by Nisan. So now let's what we're up to Ketzal Malachim. On the bottom of Beis Mabeis. Kezal Malachim. So how do we know, what does it mean? That's the case that, you go by Malachim. So the Gemara gives an example. Mace Ba'adar, Va'amad Melech Ba'adar, Nimnes Shana Lazeh V'Shana Lazeh. If the changing of the guard is in Adar, then sounds like you could, either one, they both get credit for that year. They both get credit for that year. The king that ruled, till the middle of Adar, the king that started, in Adar, either one. Look at the Karban Eidah, the fourth white line. Habalicht of Shtar ba'Adar, la'achar sh'amar ha'sheni. If you're writing a Shtar in Adar, in the time now the second king is reigning, imratza licht of Ashtar b'shnas ploni l'melech shemeis kosev. If you want to write into the year of the king that died previously, it was his seventh year, whatever it is, kosev, you could write that. Vimratza ol kosev b'shana rishon l'melech sh'amad. And you could also write it to the first year of the king that was new. So you have a choice, right? That's the shana lazeh v'shana lazeh. Amar Reb Yona v'hu shenichnas l'nisan. What does that mean? So we're going to go with the pshat of some of the Mefarshim here, of Chaim Kadiesky and others. This is only if the second king made it to Nisan, meaning he didn't just rule for a very short time in the middle of the year and he didn't make it to Nisan. So that's when he had to have made it to Nisan. If he didn't make it to Nisan, then he is not counted, right? You can't count for his reign. There has to be some type of shana, either tchila shana or sof shana, meaning, and the shana is determined by Nisan. You can't just have mixa shana in the middle. If you look at Rav Chaim Kadievsky's, aval emes sheni ba'adar, if the second one was appointed and died in Adar, he was king for a very short, ein monin lo shana, then you don't count it as his year. Delo amrinan mixas hashana, chashiv shana, we don't say that a portion of the year is called a year, ela besofa, o betchilasa. Aval bemse isalo, that's Rabbi Yonah's chiddush, that what we want to say, mixas shana, chashiv shana, that's only if he was either king at the beginning of the year or at the end of the year. There was a new year that he was king for. But if he didn't, if he was just king, he became king in Adar, then he died in Adar, he didn't make it to Nisan, so then he's not counted. It's not counted. Where do you see that? Delocane, because if not, we find in Tanakh, sometimes the rule is called, goes by a month. And it doesn't go by a year. What do you mean? Even if it was king for 2 days, for a month, for 30 days, it should be called a year, but it doesn't say that. Kahada, like it says here, vayimloch yerach yamim bishomron. Right, it talks about the Shalom ben Yavesh, one of the kings. He assassinated the previous king, and then he was assassinated. He was only king for a month. And what does it say in Malachim? It says he was king for a month. What do you mean? Let him say he was king for a year. If you already say any little bit is considered a year, so why don't you say a year? So the fact that it says a month, it must be that we don't say automatically mixas is a shana. It has to be at the beginning or at the end. Rav Chaim Kadiesky says he could have, this is, the pasuk is brought up by Shalom ben Yavesh. He could have also brought it from Zechariah ben Yeravam, who also was only king for a few months. So, but these are, different examples. Good. Says the Gemara, because of this, because of the original din, that technically you're allowed to write to the, let's say there are two kings in Adar. One dies in Adar, one's appointed in Adar. You could write according to either king, then you don't always know, you know, how many years a king was king for. Because a couple of years later, you could look at two documents and see that the two of these were kings, and you know, one was after the other, and you'd think like, oh, he was king for 3 years, and he was king for 4 years. Oh, 7 years. But it could be much shorter, because it could be that both of these overlapped in that month. and therefore it doesn't have to be 7 years. That's why the only way you would know is by looking at a parallel line. Ein lucha lamad al shnei malchi Yisrael, ela mishnei malchi Yehuda. Velo al shnei malchi Yehuda, ela mishnei malchi Yisrael. But the only way to know of the line lineage and exactly the number of years is if you look in Divrei Hayamim and sometimes in Malachim too, it says, oh, which king of Yehuda was king at the time of Yisrael and in which year they were appointed. So in that way, one would know, because otherwise if you just see the list of kings, you wouldn't know, because those years might be mikuta'in, might be shortened, because you could count a very small amount of time for a year. The Ramban in Vayechi, discusses the whole line of Malchei Yehuda and Malchei Yisrael, as we know the Ramban on the pasuk of Lo Yasser Shevim Yehuda. The Ramban has a important comment which many other Rishonim might not hold of. The Rambam does not mention an Isser based on this pasuk, but the Ramban, this is quoted Hanukkah time. Often where the Ramban says Lo Yasser Shevim Yehuda is an Isser of any other Jew outside of Malchei Yehuda, Shevet Yehuda, that tries to be king, right? Lo Yasser Shevet. It's not just a nevuah that it won't happen, but it's not allowed to happen. That's the Ramban on Lo Yasser Shevet Yehuda. In Yanosh, Lo Yasser Shevet Yehuda El Echad Me'echav. Ki Malchus Yisrael, Hamoshal Aleya Mimenu Yieh, V'lo Yimshal Echad Me'echav Alav. It can't be. And then the Ramban continues, and that's why and that's why all the Malchei Yisrael, right, we're talking about Malchei Yisrael here, all the Malchei Yisrael were after the original Yeravam and the original split, that was a punishment for Rechavam and the Malchus of Shlomo. Okay, that was an onesh. They were supposed to have come back together a little bit later, a couple of generations later, and they didn't. They kept the independent line. They were all ruling in sin, says the Ramban, because the only Malchus could be Malchus Yisrael, not Malchus Yehuda. What about Shaul HaMelech? Right, Shaul HaMelech, he was not from Yehuda, Binyamin. So the Ramban might say, because that was earlier. That's before the Isser kicked in. Right, Klal Yisrael, remember, asked for a king, and it's very unclear. Shmuel didn't want to give him a king, and Hashem didn't want to give him a king, and he gave him a king. Even though it's a mitzvah in the Torah. Sometimes Malach HaMelech. Many approaches in the Rishonim had to put that all together, but the Ramban says Vinyan Shal Haya Ki Bavur Shedvar Shelas Hamalchus Bo Esahi Nitav Eitzal Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem didn't really want to give them a king at that point in history. It was too early. Lo Ratzal Hamlech Aleim and Ashevet Ashelo Hamalchus Shelo Yashem Et Alolam. Hashem wasn't ready to give the eternal choice and David Amela. He wasn't ready to start the line yet. V'Natzam Lahem Malchus Sha'a. He gave them a temporary line, which was Shaul. If Shaul hadn't sinned, would that line have continued? That's a good kasha. The Rishonim, the Meiri in Harias discusses this. Ulazer Amazakasuv, and this is where the pasuk is Marames, says the Ramban, Sha'amar etin luchamelach ba'api vo'ekach be'evrasi, a pasuk in Hosea. Vayakol zev ebnei shayah Shmuel shofet v'navi v'lochim l'chamosei, and they had Shmuel. What do they need a king for? V'lohaylam lishol melech b'yamav. The Chulu, and it continues that Shaul was different. Ulefi Daiti, here's the line. Hayu Hamalachim, Hamochem al Yisrael, Mishar Ashvatim, Acharei David, Ovrim al Das Avihem, Umaavirim Nachla. It was a violation. Vehema Yusomchim al Dvar Achia Hashiloni. They were relying on Achia Hashiloni, the Navi, who appointed Yeravam, and that original line, that was only that generation. Vamar Ened, Zera David Laman Zos, Achlo Kol Hayamim. Vekasher Harichu Yisrael Hamlich Aleim Yishar Shvatim, Melech Achar Melech, Velo Hayuchozer Malchus Yehuda, Avru Al Tzavas Hazakim Mene and Shubahem, and they were punished. And that's why Malchus Yehuda, they were all killed out. And it didn't last. And then he adds, this is the line that's quoted, Vezehaya Onesh HaChashmonayim, Shemolchu Bebayesheni. And this is why in the Hanukkah story, the Chashmonaim, who were amazing, but they were Kohanim. And after they won the battle, the Ramban says they should have stepped aside and let somebody from Yehuda to be the king. But instead they took the Malchus. Ki hayu chasidei elyon, ve'omaleheim nishtachachu ha-Torah v'ha-mitzvos mi-Yisrael. And that's why we have the holiday of Hanukkah. V'afal pike ne'enshu onesh gadol. The Ramban says that there is a tinge of sin in the Hanukkah story. You don't get this impression from the other Rishonim, the Rambam, the Abarbanel. You don't get this impression. They did not understand it this way. Maybe even if you hold on this Ramban, there was nobody else nobody else at the time of Hanukkah to take the place. With all their greatness, they eventually, it was destroyed, that line of Chashbonaim. Remember there was a certain girl that was on a roof and said, I'm the last of the Chashbonaim, and she jumps off. And he discusses that this idea. The Efshar Gam Keshayalem Chet B'Malchusab Shahayu Bereshayu Kohanim, right? And not just any shave at not being kings, but specifically the Kohanim. Tishbruas Kuhunas Chem L'Chol Dvar Mizbeach, right? You have your job and not David's job. Okay, but there's a lot more there. That's the Ramban Lo Yosef Yehuda. But the Gemara here says, if you want to know the exact years of Malchay Yehuda and Malchay Yisrael, you have to compare them to each other. We continue. Vahayamim Asher Malach David al Yisrael. Once we're talking about the years of the Malchus, so we talk about David Amelech's years. How long did David Amelech reign? 40 years. Vayamishah Malach David al Yisrael. Abraham Shana Shlomo Amelech also. But it says here David ruled 40 years. What does he say about where was he king? So the pasuk says, "Fiksiv v'chevron Malach al Yehuda sheva shanim." 7 years in Chevron, and then 7.5 years in Chevron. Sheva Shanim Vishisha Chadashim Ubi Yerushalayim, and in Yerushalayim he was Malach Shloshim Vishaloshana, 33 years. So 7.5 years in Chevron, the pasuk says, and 33 years in Yerushalayim. Obviously a problem here, because the Navi says 40 altogether, and then it says, oh, how long? 7.5 and 33. Altogether that's 40.5. So ask the Gemara. Bichlal, when you say the general number, Chaserim, then it's less, it's 40. Uve Prat, and when you go to the specifics, you say, it's more. It's 40.5. Right? So, which is it? Makos. Says the, Gemara, five answers. How do you put together the psukim that say David HaMelech was king for 40 or for 40.5? Number one, Rav Yisla Bar Katzatzta, B'Shem Reb Yonah, Shloshim B'Shtaimu Mechzahaya. Really, it was 32.5. It wasn't 33. It was 7.5 in Chevron. It was 32.5 in Yerushalayim. But we don't want to say half years in Yerushalayim. It's not so covetic to Yerushalayim. El bishul lachlo go kavod Yerushalayim umonos on shlemos. Because we wanted to give kavod to Yerushalayim. You know, that's why it is, we say it's shalem. We say whole years. He was king of Yerushalayim for a whole number. Somehow the half a year would not be covetic. Says the Karbana Eda. This is going to be the next one. Give it cover to Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim itself, as we know, Hashem, in the name of Yerushalayim, wanted to give cover to two of his great leaders in their generations. Right here it says, we want to give cover to Yerushalayim, which we also find, remember, by Purim time, we want to give cover to Yerushalayim. That's why it goes by walled cities from the days of Yeshua ben Nun. Not from the days of Achashverosh, because Yerushalayim was not walled at that time. How could you have a special status for Shushan and not to Yerushalayim? So that's why you want to give cover to Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael. So that's why you go by the days of Yeshua ben Nun. But in the name Yerushalayim itself, Hashem wants to give cover to Shem and Avraham. The Medrash discusses that Medrash Rabbah in Perek Nun Vav. Shem kara oso shalem. Shem called the city Shalem, Shenemar Maki Tzedek Melech Shalem. Avram called it Yireh. Remember, after the Akedah, Veikra Avram Shem Makomahu Yireh. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Imkore Ani Oso Yireh, Kishem Shekar Oso Avraham. If I call the city Yireh, Shem Adam Tzadik Misraim. Shem's going to be upset. I'm not using his name. Vimkore Ani Oso Shalem. And if I call the Shalem to make Shem happy, Avraham Adam Tzadik Misraim. Avram's going to be upset. So what do I do? El Hari Kare Ani Yeru Shalayim. Kemosharu Shneim Yire Shalem. Combination of what Shem called it and what Avram called it. That's Yeru Shalayim. The Meshech Chachma in Vayera discusses Yeru Shalayim is the combination of Yire and Shalem. Shalem, which Shem called it. That's about Ben Adam Lachaveru, so to speak, societal. After all, Shem was on the Teva for a year, and he had to take care of all the animals, and it was all about perfecting his own Midos in terms of the patience and the Mesiris Nefesh that he had for the other animals, let alone other people. That's Shalem. And Avraham was the philosopher, Yireh. Hashem sees and connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Yerushalayim is a combination of both. It's Yireh and Shalem. That's the Meshech Chachma. Yerushalayim Benuya Shnei Dvarim. Hainu Lezakech HaMuskalos, to purify the intellectual, She'ikaren B'moach, Ulesakein Ulekashet HaMidos, She'ikaren B'lev. And that's, alluded to in the Gemara and Brachas, that you should go into a shul Shnei Psachim, right? That's to put your mind and your heart, that's the Meshech Chachma, at the end of Vayera. So that's giving kavod to Yerushalayim, or using Yerushalayim to give kavod to people. Number two, Yehuda Barebi Omer. Again, what's the kasha? It's 40 and a half years if you do the math, while the Navi says it's 40 years. Yehuda Barebi Omer, Cheshbon Meruba Bolea L'Cheshbon Memuat. When you have a very large number, you can just disregard the small. You can round up. You can round it. So if you have 40, so you say 40, you say 40. If it's 7.5, 7 is a little number, so you're not going to round the 7 to 7 or 8. That's why when it's a smaller number, you say the fractions. But when it's a bigger number, it can be swallowed up. Where else do you see this? So that's what the Karmen Adir quotes. Arboim Yakenu. Arboim Yakenu, the Pasuk in Kiseit say about how many Malkus you get. So the Pasuk Torah says 40. We know it's 39. We know it's 39. Okay, it's a number of 40. That's a big number. Karmen Adir. V'dom lezeh Arboim Yakenu. V'ein anela tisho shloshim. The Gemara in Makkos. Gemara at the end of Maseches Makkos. The Gemara says on Chaf Beis Amid Beis in the Bavli. Rava says, how foolish are those people? Kama tipshoi shar inshi. People are foolish. Why? They stand up for a Sefer Torah. They don't stand up for a Talmud Chacham. Tekai mikami Sefer Torah. Lo kami mikami Gavra Rabba. What? A Gavra Rabba. They don't stand in front of the Gavra Rabba. Why? The Gavra Rabba is even bigger, better than the Torah? Says Rava, yeah. Because the Torah says 40. The Chachamim say 39. They changed it. So you see the Gavra Rabbas, the Talmidei Chachamim, are even stronger than the Torah. So how could you stand up for the Torah, not stand up for the Gavra Rabbas? Right, this is the Gemara. Of Rava. I think I've told the story before. Fill in the blank. I'm not exactly, I think it was the Ostrovtzer and Rav Chaim Ozer. I think it was those two rabbis. That they met each other one time at a vacation village, during Ben Azmanim, I guess, and they were each talking to each other. Tell me a vart, tell me a vart. And then Rav Chaim Ozer says to the Ostrovtzer, no, you tell me a vart, you're a Gavra Rabba. So he says to him, he says, no, I'm not a Gavra Rabba. I'll tell you what a Gavra Rabba is. And he quotes this Gemara. And he says, what makes a person, the rabbis, a Gavra Rabba? That they made 40 into 39? Why didn't they use the earlier pasuk in the Torah? It says you have to count 50 days till Shavuos. Tisru chamishim yom. And we know it's only 49. So why do you wait till Kiseitse to quote the example? It's earlier in the Torah in Pashas Emor. So the Ostrovtzer says, no, Gavra Rabba doesn't just mean that you could switch the numbers of the Torah. It means releasing and minimizing the pain of a fellow Jew. That's a Gavra Rabba. By Malkus, he's going to get 40 and make it 39. Take away one lash from a fellow Jew, even somebody who's Chaya Malkus, says that's a Gavra Rabba. Gavra Rabba is somebody who removes the suffering of a fellow Jew. That's the 40 to 39, and that's what the Karmen Adir here quotes. Good. Number two. Number three. Amar of Shmuel Bar Nachman. Ki Yimlu'u Yamecha. Hashem tells David HaMelech, I will complete your days. I will complete your days. And that's why also, because it says the word Malayim there, that's why we'll see he doesn't want to He didn't want to say halves. This means Yimlo Yamecha, that David HaMelech lived exactly 70 years, Miyom Liyom, and the Torah didn't want to, the Navi didn't want to say, that it was a half. So I'm like, Hashem Baruch Hu, David Yamim Malayim, Ani Mona Lecha, David, I'm gonna give you full days, right? He's, like as Mispar Yamecha Malay, it says in, Mishpatim, that he's gonna die on the day of his birthday. Ani Mona Lecha Yom HaChaser, I'm not counting half days, Yom HaChaserim. Klum, adding that word. Klum Shlomo Bincha Bona Beis HaMikdash Al HaKrav Kabanis. Well, you're saying that maybe you should die earlier because your son is going to build the Beis HaMikdash. You found out your son's going to build the Beis HaMikdash. So you want to die earlier so the Klal Yisrael could get the Beis HaMikdash earlier. What's the Beis HaMikdash about? Karbanos. Chaviv Alai Mishpat Utztaka Shalcha Yoser Mikola Karbanos. Your Mishpat Utztaka that you do is greater in my eyes than all the Karbanos that Shlomo's going to build. So I'm not rushing you. Shenemar aso mishtako umishpat nivchar l'Hashem mizavach. It's graded to Hashem from the karbanos. Again, that's an allusion. That's why it says 40, because of the pasuk of yamim mleim. Right. This reminds us. I remember the Gemara in Shabbos in the Bavli Daf Lamed, where David HaMelech is asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tell me when I want to know when I'm going to die. How long am I going to live? Hodini Hashem derech kitzi umidas erki mahi. Hashem says, sorry, you can't know that. You're a human being. So David HaMelech says, come on, a little info. Hashem says, okay, you're going to die on Shabbos. You're going to die on a Shabbos. So David HaMelech says, why? Let me die on Sunday. I don't want people to be Michal Shabbos for me. Hashem's like, you can't die on Sunday. It's already your time. Okay, let me die on Friday, a day earlier. Let Shlomo be a king a day earlier. That's where the Gemara quotes a similar line to here. Tov li yom echach ata yoshiv osik batorah. There it says Torah, here it says Mishpat. One day in my eyes is more valuable. May elef olos she'asid Shlomo bin Chalakri lefanagam mizbeach than 1,000 karbanos that Shlomo is going to bring. Meaning, I'm not rushing you. Right, so that's why David HaMelech, every second of every Shabbos, from then on, he always learned, and that his power of learning protected him until the Malach HaMavis had to shake some trees outside to be able to create a interruption. Okay, remember we had back in Maseches Beitzah a couple of weeks ago, we had David HaMelech died on Shavuos, right, and there was a machlokas we showed him, whether there is a machlokas between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, right, maybe he died Shavuos Shabbos, right, maybe he died both, or is there a machlokas? Right, because the Gemara there quoted that it was Shavuos, and that's why they couldn't do. They were all owning him, and that's why they couldn't do. They didn't bring karbanas that day. So the Rishonim say, "What do you mean? That's because they were owning him. If it was Shabbos Shavuos, that's why they didn't bring karbanas to the Dava, because it was Shabbos also." Okay, number four, Rav Chuna Amar. Right, this is like a Bavli daf here. Rav Chuna Amar, Kalos and Shisha Chadashim Shai David Barach Mnei Avshalom Bino. Oh, you know what the 6 months is? For 6 months, when he was running away from his son Avshalom, so he was only considered semi-king. There are differences in halacha between the karbanos of a king and the karbanos of a hedyot. For those 6 months, if we would have done avodah zara, done some type of avera that required a different karban, he would have brought the king like a he would have brought a karban like a hedyot. So you see, for those 6 months, he didn't have the status of a king. I saw some of the mafarshim in the back say maybe those 6 months are the same 6 months that there's a medrash that says that he had saras, and when a king has saras, he also the Gilyon Hashas in the back makes this note. Right, he quotes this from the Sanhedrin Kuf Zayin. So maybe that overlapped. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara number five. Amar of Yudin Bar Shalom. Ksiv ki sheshes chadashim yoshav sham yoav v'chol Yisrael. There were 6 months that they were fighting Edom. 6 months they were fighting Edom. Hashem wasn't fully happy with this fight of Edom. Amar l'Kadosh Baruch Hu, ani amarti l'chal tatzgaru bam. I said, don't start up with Edom. Ubikashu l'zgaros bam. And you decided you want to start up with them. Chayecha sheinu nimnim l'cha. So I'm not counting those 6 months in your total count of the years. Again, the Rishonim say that David HaMelech asked permission from the Beis Din to fight Edom for self-defense. But still, the Mefarshim say the Tosfos of Baba Kama, maybe he went a little too far in terms of destroying Edom. Okay? There's an interesting, it's clear from this Gemara that this line of Altisgaru Bam, I might have read that in the Torah as a temporary los asay. When Klal Yisrael were going around to get into Eretz Yisrael, Hashem was telling them, don't start up with Edom. Is that an eternal mitzvah? I would have read the Torah as, no, it's one of those temporary isurim, like don't leave your house Pesach night because of Makas Bechoros. That's not a los asay forever. So here too, I might have read it that way. So if you look at the Ramban, we don't have time to read it right now, the Ramban, at the end of Sefer HaMitzvahs, at the end of Sefer HaMitzvos, the Ramban we know adds on to the Rambam, the Mitzvah Saseh, that he thinks the Rambam forgot, the Mitzvah Lo Saseh, and then all the last page, and I really saw it before, I don't think, right? He says, Od Achas Ma'at. Let me tell you, and the Ramban has two columns about this issue. He says the other Rishonim did not count this as a Lo Saseh in one of the 365 about not starting up with Edom. And it's clear from a number of Gemaras, like here, that it sounds like it's eternal. So he wonders why they didn't count it. And he tries to go back and forth. Maybe it was originally, but maybe it was only al tznai that they don't start up with us. But if they would start up with us, then we would be able to destroy them. But it doesn't say that anywhere in Chazal. But it's fascinating. Ramban at the end of Sefer HaMitzvahs, this is the topic that he discusses. Okay, maybe nowadays all the nations are mixed up, so nowadays, but that's just a practical problem. The mitzvah should still apply. Okay, Mantana, getting back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah, that was all about Malachim. The Mishnah says Regalim, that the Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah for Regalim. And what do we say when we discuss that? That means for Baal Ta'acher. Baal Ta'acher. If I promise to bring a carbon, what's my deadline? My deadline is Machlokas Tanoim. But one of the deadlines is the following day. Matan Regalim, Rabbi Shimon. Regalim is, this is, our mission is reflecting Rabbi Shimon. Meaning, it's always three Regalim, but Pesach has to be first. Pesach has to be first. So Rabbi Shimon Amar, Shlosh Regalim Kesidron, Ubavad Chagamatzis Rishon. But Pesach has to be first. So therefore it comes out, Ashkachas Amar, Pamim Chamisha, Pamim Arba, Pamim Shlosha. Sometimes you have three, four, or five holidays that are gonna pass before you violate. Meaning what? Lifnei Atzeres, if I make a neder before Shavuos, so then I have five, Chamisha. Because I have Shavuos Sukkis, Pesach Shavuos Sukkis. Because I only violate if three holidays pass in a row. Pesach Shavuos Sukkis. Lifnei Chag, if I make it before Sukkis Arba. Lifnei Pesach Shlosha. That's who the Mishnah is reflecting, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Blazer, Rabbi Shimon Omer, a different opinion. Ubevad Chag HaMatzos Achron. Rabbi Shimon holds that Chag HaMatzos. That is the Iker. Right? Pesach is the only one that is important. For Baal Ta'acher. So Ashkach is Amar Pa'amim Shlosha, Pa'amim Shnayim, Pa'amim Echad. Sometimes it's one, two, or three. Right? If you make it before Pesach, it's only one. If you make it before Shavuot, it's three. If you make it before Sukkot, it's two. V'chachamim Omrim, third opinion. Reg al Shapag abo Tchila. Ubilvach yavar olav Riglei Shana Kula. The Chacham say, you need three. You need three. Balav Dafka Pesach first. Those three. Period. Ksiv. How do you know that you need three? Either according to the first opinion or the third opinion. The first opinion, Rabbi Shimon, you need three in order. Pesach Shavuos Sukkis. The third opinion, you need any three. Because it says, the Pasuk says, Milvad, at the end of the, Karbanos of the Shabbos and Yantif, right? It says at the end of the section of the Parsha Moedim and Emor, Milvad Shapsos Hashem, Umilvad Matanosechem, Umilvad Kol Nidrechem, Umilvad Kol Nidvosechem, Asher Titnu Lashem. So we're going to darshan that whole Pasuk. Asher titnu, it's a long brisa here. Asher titnu l'Hashem. Ma tam alomar, what is that teaching me, that last phrase, sheyachol, I might have thought, ein likar beregel ol karbanos haregel bavad. That whole parsha that this pasuk comes after, the parsha's hamoadim, in Emor, I might have thought that yantiv is only for karbanos of yantiv. Minayin karbanos hayachid v'karbanos hatzibar shuktushu beregel, sheyavo beregel. How do you know other karbanos that were hukdash on yantiv could be brought on yantiv? Or they were hooked this before Yantif. That can be brought on Regel. What does Regel here mean? Either Cholomoid, right, if it's a carbon Yachid, or there are those that say that Nedarim Nedavos can be brought on Yantif itself. So either way, either Yantif or Cholomoid. Tamalomar, Milvad Shapsos Hashem, Umilvad Matanozechem, Umilvad Kol Nedrechem. Right, all of these Nedarim Nedavos are linked to the Karbanos of the Yantif. Asher Titnu Lashem, next phrase in the Pasuk, Elu Ofosu Menachos L'Rabos Eskulam. This is to include all Karbanos Sheyakrevim Beregel. All of them can be brought on Yantif, again, either Yantif or Chol HaMoed, Machlokas Tanan. Yachol Rishus, you might think you're allowed to, but maybe there's no pressure to, that if you want to bring it on the Yantif, great, if not, you can bring it after. Tamal Omer, no. Eile Tasu Lashem Moedechem. These you should do. Eila kavan chova shiukulan craven beregel. They should all be brought on yantif. Yachol beize regel sheyir. So you might think I can bring my karbanos that I promised to bring whenever I want, whichever yantif I want. Tamalomar uvasa shama vahavesim shama. You shall go there. You shall bring them there. What is that pasuk teaching me? Im lahatir, if it's to allow you to bring it on yantif kvar hitir. There's a different pasuk. We already know it's mutter. Im lekvoa, if it's to tell me it's a chova kvar kava. Then obviously we already said up above, right, that it's you have to. Eila teaches me that you have to. Imke lama namar uvasa shama vaveisum shama. What is that pasuk teaching me? Elazer regel rishon shapagatabo. To teach me that it's not only on yantif, it's the first yantif. It's the first yantif for the mitzvahs asay. Right, we will see. To keep my word, there's a mitzvahs asay and a mitzvahs los asay. Right, the pasuk says also in kiseitze, motzas vasecha tishmor v'yasisa. That's a nasei. And then, lo yachel dvaro is a lo sasei. Do not make your words not come true. So the mitzvah sasei, the Gemara seems to say, already, the first yantif. The first yantif that comes, I have a mitzvah to bring my nedarim and nedavos that I have promised since the last yantif. Yachelam ove iber echad mehem below hevi yehi over alav yishum baal ta'acher. You might think, if one of them passed that you violate the Isser, the Losase also, Tamalomar, Elu Tasu Lashem, Bimoadechem, plural. These are what you should do on your holidays. Why is it plural? Ein over alav mishum bata acher achi aver lav rigle ashana kula. Right, this is the Chacham Shita. You have to have all three that pass to violate the losase. Rabbi Shimon Omer shlosha kiro galam kisidron. No, three in order. Three in order. This is all one big brisa. Ketzad. What do you mean in order? So not lefnei Pesach achi aver lav Pesach atzeres v'chag. If you made the nether before Pesach, then it's three. Pesach shua sukis. Not lefnei atzeres. If you made it before Shavuos, Ashiyav Rolav, Atzeres V'Chag, Pesach, Atzeres V'Chag. Right, five. Nadir L'fnei HaChag, if you make the Nadir before Sukkis, Ashiyav Rolav, HaChag, Pesach, Atzeres V'Chag. Period. So you have the three Shittas in the Tanaim, two of them in this Braisa, whether you violate Balta Acher. By the first, but the mitzvahs I say to bring your Karbanis, that's the first holiday. But the Isser of Balta Acher, either the first holiday, or after three, Machlokes, any three, or in order. Boin kumi Rabbi Ila, ad kadun ba'asei. The answer from Rabbi Ila. This whole brisa was based on the pasuk that only has the asei. Below sasei minayin. How do you know that this whole pasuk, which we just said, after the third holiday, you're going to violate the lo sasei, the pasuk is not about the lo sasei. The pasuk is only about v'havesim shama. So tamalomar, because the pasuk says the following, v'asa shav havesim shama, because let's think about that phrase. Man and kayamin, what's that phrase referring to? Im ba'asei ar kfar amur. If it's about the asei, we already know it. That from the other phrase, that the first holiday, you violate the asei if you don't bring the karban. Ela imenu inyin ba'asei, tenenu inyin balos asei. So if it's not teaching me anything about the asei, because that's learned that from elsewhere, that even though it has a formulation of an asei, we say it really is referring to the lo sasei, and that's what is referred to. Okay, we'll have to stop there, and by the way, we'll pick up next time with Pesach. Is there Balta Acher by Pesach?